Chapter 22. How will they know that you love me? After we decide we want to commit to God and we get a tiny taste of his glory, it seems natural that we want the world to see him too. Like a newly engaged person, we want to show off the ring. We want people to know that he chose us. Sometimes we want to show off God and me instead of allowing God to introduce himself in whatever way he chooses. Moses, like Adam and Eve, had a close relationship with God. Moses became so close to God, he felt he could speak frankly to God. Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 21, detail an interesting conversation between Moses and God. Moses was getting a bit anxious about leading the people that God had given him to lead. And Moses noted God had already told him, he knew him by name, and he had found favor with God. So he asked God for a little bit more. Moses said, "If you're really pleased with me, show me your ways so that I can know you and so that you will continue to be pleased with me. Remember, this nation is your people." Exodus chapter 33, verse 13. God promised to give Moses what he needed. The Lord answered, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you peace." That was Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Now, when God gives us his very self, his presence, it'll cover any need we ever have. However, Moses wanted further reassurance that the people would see God's presence with him. You know, sometimes we seem to say to God, "Okay, God, we know you and I are best friends, but it would help me get other people on track if you could just sort of, you know, endorse me. You know, show up and put your arm around me and do a few signs and wonders, and then I'm sure I could take it from there. They'll have to believe what I say." Often we want to be sure that people are going to see God with us, instead of just wanting them to see God. If we're signing on to be the opening act for God, we want to be sure he comes on stage on time. So then Moses said to him, "If your presence isn't going with us, then don't make us leave this place. How could anyone ever know you're pleased with your people and me unless you go with us? Then we will be different from all other people on the face of the earth." That was Exodus chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. Well, God again reassured Moses. The Lord answered Moses, "I will do what you've asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name." That was Exodus chapter 33, verse 17. Well, now Moses got down to the crunch. He wanted visible evidence he could show other people to verify God. So then Moses said, "Please let me see your glory." That was Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Now Moses had started his walk just wanting to know God and to understand his ways. But in his insecurity, he now wanted signs and wonders. Many times we begin by just wanting to know God and rest in his love. We get glimpses of his face, and at times, we actually may have goosebump type of experiences that tell us he really is with us. And so we ask for more. Like Moses, we want to see all of God, and his answers may frustrate us. The Lord said, "I'll let all my goodness pass in front of you, and there I'll call out my name, the Lord. I will be kind to anyone I want to. I will be merciful to anyone I want to. But you can't see my face because no one may see me and live." That was Exodus chapter 33, verses 19 through 20. And then God hid Moses in the cleft of a rock and shielded him from looking directly at him as he passed by. Now, God is our one and only. Why can't we see all of him now? As with Moses, God has verified to us again and again that he'll be present with us. It would be his presence shining through Moses that the people would see. It'll be God inside us that'll put a smile on our face. It'll be his glory shining through us that the world will see. Jesus told us how this relationship works. He said, I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. That was John chapter 14, verse 11. He said, the words I speak to you, I don't speak on my own authority. Rather, it's the Father living in me who is doing his work. That was John chapter 14, verse 10. Jesus said, I've not spoken on my own. Instead, the Father who sent me told me what I should say and how I should say it. And I know that what he commands is eternal life. Whatever I say is what the Father told me to say. That was John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. Our relationship with God is personal and intimate. As we learn more and more about him, he reveals more and more of himself. When we discover the joy of being in his presence, we'll find it to be more than enough. When we truly become one with him, we will say what he says. We will live the life he is living through us. We'll no longer need to introduce him. The world will see him in us. Jesus said, anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. That was John chapter 14, verse 9.